The epistle appointed to be read for this, the fifth Sunday after Easter, is taken from the epistle of St. James, the first epistle of St. James. Beloved, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and presently he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who has looked carefully into the perfect law of liberty and has remained in it, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deed. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Religion pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and dost not need that anyone should question thee. For this reason we believe that thou camest from God." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, the first thing this morning, there are several things that I wish to bring to your attention from the bulletin, but the first thing this morning that is of importance is that Thursday of this week is Ascension Thursday and is a holy day of obligation. And the masses in this church are at 6 and 8 in the morning, and at 7 in the evening on Thursday. Also, I wish to mention to you that Wednesday, which is the vigil of the Feast of the Ascension, is not a day of fast and abstinence. It is not a day of fast and abstinence. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week are Rogation Days. And they are days when the Litany of the Saints is being recited and chanted as a special prayer. I don't want to go into the trivia around the Rogation Days. That's unimportant. If you have to know what Rogation Days are, then go and find out for yourselves. But from here, we do not take the time for that. The only thing that you really need to know about Rogation Days, with the very word itself, are days of very special prayer. I suggest strongly that, of course, practically all of us have little home altars now, not little monastic chapels, home chapels. I suggest that on those days you gather around and bring little children with you and recite the Litany of the Saints as a special prayer. Now I want to make a little point here. The Litany of the Saints takes a little extra time to say. And the little children, or even older ones for that matter, the little children might become quite fatigued in kneeling for the entire Litany of the Saints. There is nothing that I have ever heard tell of that says that we must kneel while we are in the act of prayer. Kneeling certainly is the preferential treatment, the preferential position to take. However, there's nothing that says that it has to be kneeling. If they become tired, or you become tired, simply sit and say the prayers. Remember this, that in praying, if the inconvenience or the pain that you may be enduring while in the act of prayer focuses your attention more on the pain and the inconvenience rather than on the prayer itself, then you must do something about it. Then you can look upon the pain as a distraction. So, the idea is that in such prayer, we are directing our thought to God. And anything whatever which distracts us from that thought, something must be done about it. So do not think that if you have to sit or whatever, that it is in itself irreverent or showing lack of reverence. It isn't. And the little children should be made to understand that it is so. Now, if it is out of pure laziness that we do that, then that's another story. But Rogation days, these days, these 3 days before Ascension, are days of very special prayer. And if ever our church or our world has ever required special prayer, well, I dare say it has never been quite so serious as it is at this moment. Prayer for our world, our church, prayer for our families, prayer for ourselves. At the same time that we say that we should not allow our inconvenience or pain to be a source of distraction, at the same time, we should accept pain and inconvenience and love it and offer it up to God as really a very fine prayer, a very great prayer, because there could be no question about it costing us something. Friday, the day after Pentecost, we begin the Novena to the Holy Ghost. My beloved people, I'd like to ask you to be very conscientious about making this Novena. The Novena does not require that you make a very lengthy exercise of it. As a matter of fact, the prayers of any Novena or whatever should be brief. After all, like we say so much, that we wish to make sure that Almighty God knows that we love Him. When you tell Almighty God, I love you, that is much more powerful than writing a book about it. Just a simple prayer to Almighty God is like an arrow going straight to his heart. And so the novena should be very brief, it should be very meaningful, and should be conscientiously done. Again, going to the little altars, the little home chapels, and saying our prayers there. That's where the holiness of our family really must be. That's the central point, the central place in our houses. In today's bulletin, also we have reference to Corpus Christi. You can see the assignments that have been made. I didn't call anybody up to ask whether you could do these little jobs or not, but if you can't do these little jobs, please let me know as soon as possible, and I will ask someone else to do the job for us. There is a reference also to Sunday, October the 10th, which we will call Marian Day. You will be hearing more about this as days proceed. In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, unless you become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless we become as little children. Last Sunday, we had First Holy Communion for four little children. And I think, in your honest minds, that you will have to agree that those four little children preached a sermon that was far more powerful than anything you have ever heard from this pulpit. The sermon was so powerful that it brought tears to the eyes of many of us. Four little children without pride or prejudice. Four little children without agenda. Four little children dressed in the whiteness of their purity and honesty and kindness and compassion and humility and obedience, even though at times maybe a little spanking here and there was very much in order. In their truthfulness, in their love of God. As we look back on our lives and looking upon those little children, why did they bring tears to our eyes? Is it because they were so beautiful, which they were? Is it because they were so beautiful? Or was it because they pierced our hearts and caused us to look back those days ago when we looked just like them? and that we look back and saw what the storms of life and what pride and prejudice and agenda and all the other things that we are guilty of, and we see what all of these things have done to us and how far we really are from being little children. And when our Lord said, unless you become as little children, he meant what he said. He meant that he didn't mean that we must become simpletons. He meant that in our evaluation of things, in our spiritual condition, in our mental condition, in our psychological condition, and any other kind of condition you may think of this morning, he meant that our evaluation or our evaluations have to be as those made by little children. No, we cannot go about playing hopscotch and all the other little things that little children do. No, I'm not speaking of those things. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Now that I am a man, I put away the things of a child. We understand all of that. But unless we evaluate our actions, our mentality, our spirituality, our anything else that has that pertains with this life and the life to come, until and unless we evaluate all these things as a child evaluates these things, we shall have to pay the penalty. And this is for everybody that has life in him or her. Those children last week preached a powerful sermon. In these days and times of sophistication, in these days and times of computerization, and all the other things that these days and times have produced, wonderful things, certainly, nobody can question that. But in these days and times, with all of our marvelous inventions and things, we have lost contact with the Supreme Being. The child is not. The child has maintained this contact. The child understands this contact. The child can see through what we are no longer able to see through. And why are we no longer able to see through as a little child can see? Because of the way we've turned out, of the way we've allowed ourselves to be turned out, that we've allowed ourselves of the things and the ideas of our world and our worldliness to interfere and to infect us with an attitude which is not of God. So let us look to these children and let us ask ourselves, without personal embarrassment, how much have I departed from that day many years ago when I could say to God, I love you, and not be embarrassed by having done that or said that. It is all in the degree and the amount of love that we have for Almighty God that will prompt us to do the things that we're supposed to do. And it is because of the love that we have for Him, to that degree shall we be as little children. These remaining days of the month of May, month dedicated to our Blessed Mother, we crowned the Blessed Mother last week, very beautiful. Let us redouble our dedication to the Holy Rosary. Saying the Holy Rosary must be something that we really want to do. It's something that we really can do. People say, I don't have the time to say the Rosary. Yes, we have the time to say the Rosary. It can come to us, we can take that time from so many of the foolishnesses that we allow ourselves, and wasting of time and gadding and gossiping and all such like, that we can pray the Rosary in the place of all of that. So let us try to redouble our interest in the Rosary and say it conscientiously every day. We want peace. We deserve peace. We speak of the peace of the world. Yes, we should pray for the peace of the world and in the world. But the peace that we should definitely work for more than anything else is peace within our own hearts, that is not disturbed by all of the flushing out of stuff that comes to us every day, every day, and every day. Let us place ourselves before the Blessed Mother and ask her to keep us from such as all of that. So, my beloved people, as we move on and on, let us prepare ourselves for the great days, the great feasts that are about to hit us, or come upon us. Ascension Thursday, Pentecost Sunday, Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, they're all coming together. This is living our faith. We can't go to church as we used to, or that we would like to, then do something else to replace that. And holiness of life, the Ascension, Pentecost, Corpus Christi, the Sacred Heart of Jesus will go with us wherever we are, if we truly want them to go with us, and that we should open our hearts out and leave the doors open so that they can come in and be with us and fill us with the purity of mind and the goodness of heart that makes us feel good, at rest, my beloved people.